Welcome to Radio Blast, dear brethren, a voice in the end time. And Brother Joseph, nice to see you today.
Hello, Lord bless you.
How are you?
Fine, praise the Lord.
You're always busy, always serving the Lord. Brother Joseph always has so many ideas that he wishes he had so many brethren around to help him evangelize more and do more for the Lord.
We have so much to do here. You could use some brethren come here and help us.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, pray for that.
But there are lots of brethren around the world that are helping us, and they are part of our church and our heart, and they are with us.
Yeah, our church, we have a little church, but it's spread all over the world, and we have brethren in just many countries.
Yes.
They are sweetly part of our little church.
And many of them are evangelizing, and that's the best part.
Well, just about all, in fact.
Yes.
They got the point that this is an evangelizing church. If we don't evangelize, we are dead.
They're writing to us wonderful messages with all their testimonies or all their trials and their questions, how to do better and asking prayer.
Yeah, it's a joy to answer them and the lessons we've learned. Please keep writing and we'll do all we can to help you.
Amen.
There is always somebody needs to receive the baptism of the Spirit, somebody needs a miraculous healing, somebody needs prophetic enlightenment in the Bible, who needs to grow spiritually in Jesus.
Amen.
Write in and we'll do all we can to help you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Some brethren are moving in here, they're writing, they're coming in this area, and they're asking about the plane fares, how much is the rent, the jobs they can find, their salaries. And we slowly we're answering them all.
Amen. I'd like to ask you, because as you said, many brethren are trying to move out because of the conditions that are getting worse and worse in the areas where they live, and they're kind of afraid to continue living there. I'd like to ask you concerning this, because if you look at the world around today, it's like reading Matthew 24 in the Bible. It's like reading all the signs of the times. There is wars and turmoils and disasters and nation against nation and hate, and the love of man is growing cold. It's really, Matthew 24, all around you where you look. So I would like to ask you this, about what's happening around the world, because we heard a lot of bad news.
Well, you can start from the stack of news articles we got.
Yes.
If you would like, just take one.
Yes, I would like to ask you to explain them, because somehow you have a special insight from the Lord to explain this world news with the Bible prophecies. Like, one of the biggest things that just happened is that Russia sent some fighter jets to Iraq. Why did they do that?
They do that because America has lost the wisdom. The America has no wisdom completely. And after America having fought so many years in Iraq, as well as other parts of the world, they fought two big major wars in Iraq. And now they wish they could rewind the time and go back on time and have Saddam Hussein again in power.
Why?
The guy was much better than the one they have now. Because at least it was kind of, I don't know, reasonable, but right now it's much worse. Right now these guys are completely out of control. If Saddam Hussein wanted to attack Israel, these guys want to wipe Israel off the map completely. Now there is this ISIS, this new Islamic state that just founded in Iraq. We'll see how long it will last. And they call the new caliphate. Caliphate is a system where the caliph is the caliph is like it means successor, the successor of Muhammad. And so they want to establish this state, Islamic state, much more radical than any other existing. I mean, they line up the Christian by 10 and 20. They kneel the. They get them to kneel down, they tie their hands behind their back, and they shoot them one by one. And they make videos, and which we publish on our radio. And it's really like the tribulation is already here in many areas. It hasn't started official all over the world because the devil in the flesh, the Antichrist, is not here yet. But in many parts of the world, tribulation has already started. I mean, how worse can it get? More than getting killed, it's going to get worse than that. And that's what's happening in a lot of areas where the Muslims are taking over.
You mentioned in the beginning that America somehow made a mistake, and that's why Russia sent the fighter jets. What did you mean?
I mean that since America doesn't need God anymore, they don't have any wisdom, you see.
But why? Were they supposed to send the fighters?
Well, they already have a contract with Iraq to send a lot of fighters, planes, which Iraq needs desperately. Okay, so now what happened? The Russian fighters arrived.
And why did Russia jump to send them?
Because America is silly. Because, I mean, I'm talking politically, of course, okay? Because I'm against all kinds of wars. But now if you have to analyze the political news, I guess you have to speak a little politically. So that was like nobody's talking about it, but it's the biggest mistake America made in the... It starts all these wars, makes all this war in Iraq... 5,000 American soldiers died.
Wow.
They spend more than $1 trillion to finance this war. 1.5 million Iraqi or 2 million died of deprivation, starvation, lack of medicine, whatever. And now everybody hates America in the Middle East. And now that it's time to reap the benefits, America loses the place and Russia takes over. It's like Russia saying, thank you for... doing all the dirty work, now we come as a savior.
Under what excuse America didn't send the fighters or the help?
Well, actually, Maliki, the president, which is a terribly bad president, because he really provoked all these things, he asked America for the fighters, for these planes, but America didn't send anything. They said no. They said that America Air Force is not at the service of Iraq. And then they said that they start sermonizing against Maliki. Against the president of Iraq, saying, oh, but Iraq had the chance to start a democracy when we were there. They didn't want to do it, so now they have to pay the consequences. In other words, America going around and taking revenges, like, political revenge, that's really stupid. It's like they should forget the spanking, the rebukes that Maliki deserves and see what's good for America. What's good for America? They should go there, stop ISIS, because it's 10 times worse than any other. Is worse than Al-Qaeda, worse than Saddam Hussein. They should go there and stop ISIS. Instead, they're waiting until ISIS takes over as a rebuke to Maliki. And then the situation is going to be much worse for America. So while America was wasting time rebuking Maliki, Maliki turned to Russia and ask Russia for help. The next day, Russia sent the planes. Mm-hmm. And so Maliki said that we had to turn to Russia because America didn't want to answer our call.
Amazing.
And give us the planes. And America now is answering back, saying, no, it's not true. We were keeping our word because we had scheduled, let me see, I've got the article here. They said that John Kirby, the speaker of the White House, told CNN said the first two promised F-16s, the American fighter bombers planes, say we're not expected to be delivered until the fall, which is still months away. The first two.
Yeah.
They're planning to send the first two in a few months, but
yes.
By then there's not going to be Iraq anymore. It will be just easiest.
Yes.
So you see how silly.
Yes. So now the Russians are the good guys.
In other words, it's true that they were scheduled for fall. But ISIS, they were not scheduled to appear now.
Yes.
So you understand that things have changed?
Yes.
So while America is busy rebuking Maliki, but now they kind of repented, they start sending missiles.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving Iraq a lot of missiles. So while these guys are just there wasting time, America sent they call the Sukhoi fighters jets. The first five already arrived the next day, after a day
you
or two.
You mean the Russia sent it?
Yeah, Russia. After a day or two, bang, already Russia delivered five. And altogether, Russia will give them 25 warplanes expected to be delivered under the contract agreed by Moscow and Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
So do you understand? It's like, it seems like everything Russia does is successful. Everything America does is
amazing.
Not successful. It's incredible. See, while America is there busy worrying about homosexuality, and they're having a scandal. They had a scandal a while ago because a couple of homosexuals, they couldn't buy a cake. A guy didn't want to sell them a cake because they said, I don't do cakes for homosexuals. So it wasn't ever in news in America. And Obama is there sending sanctions to Uganda because they have laws against homosexuals, this kind of stuff. While they're busy with this kind of stuff, Russia is taking over.
Amazing.
So Russia made an agreement with China, with Belarus, with Kazakhstan, with North Korea, etc. Understand?
Now, the fact that Russia is helping Iraq, does that have to do anything with the Bible prophecies?
Yes, it does.
In what sense?
It does, because the Bible in Ezekiel 38 prophesies that Magog, which is Russia, is going to take over the Muslims, or at least make an alliance with the Muslims. So as you see, Magog is moving in. Gog is missing, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
But Magog is already taking over.
Mm-hmm.
See? So Magog is moving more and more into the Middle East, into the Muslim areas, and preparing them against the King of the South, which is America.
And he's gaining their favor.
And he's just gaining their favor. See, Russians, they're moving in as a savior.
Yes.
You know, to save the situation. I mean, everybody's against ISIS. Saudi Arabia, Iran, everybody. Like, it's not that ISIS has much future. Nevertheless, they will be able to count to a certain extent, to radicalize more and more the moderate Muslims. So that's what it means. The Magog is expanding.
Yeah.
First was China, then North Korea, then Kazakhstan, then Belarus, and now toward the Muslims, which goes exactly with Ezekiel 38. So if you know the prophecy just a little, this news, they make your head stand up. Like Magog is moving, while the King of the South America is losing and losing and losing because they don't need God. You know, that was supposed to be the war of Christian America against the Antichrist. No, but now America is becoming worse than the Antichrist, slowly, right?
They are saying about the militants, the ISIS group. We heard the British Prime Minister Cameron saying that the ISIS from Iraq and Syria are planning to attack Britain. I mean, you think that's actually possible?
Yes, that's one of the articles we have. The Daily Times published an article saying the militants, the ISIS in Iraq and Syria, a plan to attack Britain. This news came from Cameron.
But how can they
the Prime Minister of England.
How can they have any chance in attacking Britain?
Well,
that would be unwise.
No, but of course they can. They can do through terrorism, through bombing. They can bring an atomic device and blow up London. Of course they can.
Yes.
These are not like Americans who, you know, they drive tanks, they drink a Coca-Cola, they go around with a bombing with the drones because they're afraid of dying. These are guys that blow themselves up.
It's true.
There is no way America can overcome these guys. Because America is only concerned about saving their skins and this and that. But these guys, they don't care about life or death. They have they believe in a Quran that gives them virgins and rivers of wine in heaven if they kill their enemies. Mm-hmm. That's what those guys believe. So there is no way America can win this war. It's the same like when Alexander the Great, with a few Spartans and Greeks, they I think 45,000 took over a 350,000 strong Persian army, who had the tanks of the time, the elephants. Mm-hmm. And with 350,000, they lost because it was just a bunch of people who wanted to enjoy their money. Okay, America is now a falling star. They're full of money. They just want to enjoy what they have. They want to keep exploiting and oppressing the world together with Europe. And it's like they are the mercenary fighting for them, like the black waters, the contractors they have. And also the American army is a mercenary army. You know, they're just there because of the money. They know there's guys that don't want to go and die. They want to go make money, the American army. But the Muslims are fighting for free. They just want to kill great Satan, America, and stuff. There is no way America, called the King of the South in Daniel 11, can win. In fact, it's prophesied that will be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Amen? So that's it. So Cameron is a nice guy compared to America. He's even defending Christianity, Cameron. Hmm. I mean, of course, he's a politician, but he's defending Christianity. Can you imagine?
Yes.
God bless him. But nevertheless, he's surrounded by people who don't care about Christianity.
Yes. Another article that we have, it says that not only Britain, but al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, declares a jihad to conquer Rome and Europe.
Isn't that amazing?
That is incredible. How can they ever conquer Europe?
It's very spiritual, too, because Rome still represents, we are living today in the last days of the Roman Empire, you know?
Yes.
The Rome is still ruling the world through the nations that Rome colonized and civilized. And culturalized.
You mean politically or? Because military they
culture,
don't.
Culture-wise, see, Rome was culture a beast wise. in Daniel 7, which destroyed everything. Mm-hmm. It says the fourth beast. So Rome is still ruling the world. You see that today, like Rome is really Europe. And England also, Rome was there. So today the world is ruled by America, Europe, Russia, Japan, and China. Mm-hmm. And now they Islamic, right? Where they want to take over. But it's like the technology and the culture they have in the United States is really European.
It is, yeah.
Like the technology and the military wear and the weapons and that they have in Japan and China, they copied from Europe. Mm-hmm. All right, everything is copied.
The organization.
Everything is made in China is copied from Europe. So it's really the European culture and military and mentality spreading all over the world.
Also because
which is really Rome.
Also because Europe has also some of the oldest history in all the world, so they copied and they organized themselves according to the Roman Empire, which was very long. It lasted a long time.
Yeah, the devil really liked Rome because they had an emperor who wanted to be worshipped as God, so that all the devil had to do was to possess this one man, this emperor, and to be worshipped through him. That's why in the Church of Pergamos, in Revelation chapter 2, it says to Pergamos, you are there where the throne of Satan is, the other a statue of the Roman emperor.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Rome, the longest world empire ever?
Yes. The longest part of the statue, Daniel chapter 2, represented the world's empires. It was the legs. Mm-hmm. The legs represented Rome, yes.
Now, how can you possibly think that the ISIS can ever conquer Europe and Britain and Rome and everything? I mean,
well, partially is true. No, they, of course, sounded the trumpet to conquer, but the prophecy says that they will work together with Europe. They will cooperate. Mm. In fact, Europe is so much on the side of the Muslims that they announced that they don't want to do. They're not going to do business with the West Banks, those territories in Israel, which Israel has occupied, which I think wrongly. But you see, Europe is going against Israel. Mm-hmm. Europe is beginning to go against America. The wind is blowing against America, like also Snowden, who left America and reported, denounced, it was a whistleblower, denounced that America is spying on everybody. Mm-hmm. And so one by one, all the most important heads of state, they've been energetically complaining to America because America, what kind of friends a day that they spy on their own friends. So they were spying on everybody.
Amazing.
They were spying on Israel, and they complained. Spying on Brazil, and they almost broke the relations. They were spying on Germany, and Germany got offended, and France, and they got offended. Okay, so basically America is like behaving like a gangster. Like they don't trust anybody. The fact that America shows that they don't trust anybody, that is making nobody trust America, understand? So basically the way this guy al-Baghdadi, okay, he says he wants to conquer Rome, they will cooperate. Rome, it means the Roman Empire, it means
yes,
Europe.
Okay, yes.
Because also the European Union was founded in Rome. So Rome is a spiritual place, politically speaking also. Conquering Rome is kind of a symbol of conquering Europe.
Yes. Okay,
because Rome is still there. So after 2,000 years, Roman Empire, Rome is still there. It's still a political entity. Still, we're living in the Vatican is there, the Catholicism is there.
Yes.
So that's it. It's like, so basically, yes, prophetically, they will not conquer Europe, but they will conquer a part of Europe enough to compel Europe to side with the Muslim and with Russia and with the Antichrist and invade Israel. Ezekiel 38 and 39, invasion of Israel by Gomer, Europe, Togarma, Turkey, Libya, Persia, Gog, Antichrist, and Magog, Russia. Plus, it says in Revelation 16 that the Euphrates is going to be dried up, so the way of the kings of the East might be prepared. And that's for sure. It's China, Pakistan, Indonesia, Afghanistan, all those Muslim countries, plus China, like an atheistic country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going
to
happen.
Now, this extremist group, ISIS, they're really trying to take over the world, and they're declaring Islamic states and caliphates, which was Obama bin Laden's dream.
Yeah, it's another by NBC News, which we have here. It says, Iraq turmoil, Islamic state declares caliphate. All right, and seizes Obama bin Laden's dreams. This is the It's NBC News. So that was his Osama bin Laden dream, to declare a caliphate. All right. So that's what's happening. There is going to be an enclave. There's going to be a place right in the heart of this Islamic Middle East, which is going to be an Islamic caliphate, okay, which with a caliph ruling it. And it's going to be very, very radical, very anti-America, anti-Israel. So it all goes in the way of precipitating, accelerating the end time. Now, whether this caliphate will actually take place is to be seen, because like Iran is against it, Russia is against it, like just about everybody is against it. So because they're too radical, these guys, they just want to kill everybody, doesn't agree with them, including Muslims.
Wow.
Saudi Arabia, just today was on the news, they moved 30,000 soldiers to the border of Iraq to stop ISIS from infiltrating Saudi Arabia.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. But everything is moving in the direction of the prophecy that soon is going to appear a big political figure, Gog. I don't know his name was going to be exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a political figure. So new Hitler, very smart, very deceiving, very smiling, very peace lover. And true peace will conquer the world. This is in Daniel 8:23-25, Daniel 11:31, 1 Thessalonians 5.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say peace and safety, there comes sudden destruction. 1 Thessalonians 5:3.
Amen.
Understand?
So is there any way that this ISIS can be stopped?
No, they cannot stop. I mean, the ISIS might change the name, but it's really Islam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, Islam is divided between in 1,000 different parts, just like Christianity is in many sects, also Islam. And there are radical, more radical, less radical,
yeah,
moderate, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
No, it cannot be stopped until Armageddon. There is no way. The Christians who are in this country where the Muslims are getting violent, the only defense they have is Matthew 24:16. What does it say?
Matthew 24:16.
Flee. Just take off.
Yeah.
So these Christians sitting there asking God to protect their religious building, they're going to be killed, which is happening. I've been preaching this for years.
Hmm.
I've been saying that the protection is not going to be... There are American Christians, they're praying, oh God, send revival to America. God is not going to send revival to America, they send destruction to America. I mean, the, God is not going to send revival. The Christians are to make revival. It's not God who sends revival, okay? It's the Christian who stop worshiping the religious building, worshiping their pastors who are teaching them chamomile sermons, and start worshiping Jesus, the Bible, the gospel, going to all the world to preach the gospel. All right? So people are to wake up.
Amen.
All right? So I've been saying this for years, and now it's happening. We are living now on the thresholds of the Great Tribulations. All these things you see, all these Christians being massacred, hundreds of Christians being burned alive in the churches.
Yes.
It's going to get worse and worse. God is not going to intervene and send an army like he did against Italy, send America and England and like that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The Antichrist will win from victory to victory to victory until Revelation, what is this? Revelation 13:3b, the second part.
13:3.
Yes.
And all the world wondered after the beast.
See, all the world wondered after the beast. Of course, that's at the beginning of Revelation 13. People think that's at the beginning of the tribulation. In reality, that's not correct. In reality, that is the end of the tribulation, okay? Mm-hmm. It starts at the beginning of the chapter, but it means the end. In the sense that if you see during the 2.5 years of tribulation, the king of the north, the Antichrist, will fight war after war after war. Five big wars listed in Daniel 11 against the king of the south. That's Israel, backed up by America, of course. And it's like the Antichrist will win just about every war, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then toward the end, that's it. He will reach, like you said, Daniel 11. Can you read Daniel 11?
Yes.
I think verse 45. After he won every war, what happens?
45. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him.
So in this time, he shall plant his palace between the seas. So prophetically and historically, like biblically, between the seas is the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, the one that belongs to Egypt and Israel, and then the Mediterranean Sea. Between the seas, there are four seas over there. And the what big city is there between these four seas? Jerusalem.
Yes.
So the Antichrist will conquer Israel, Ezekiel 38, 39, and he will plant his palace between the seas. In other words, 2 Thessalonians 2. He will sit in the temple of God, claiming his God. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
That will happen at the end. Okay, but then what does it say at the end, the last half of scripture?
It says that he shall come to his end, and none shall help him.
Understand? He shall come to his end. Nobody shall help him because nobody can help him. He controls the world.
Yeah.
All right. But there is a stone cut from the mountain without human hands. It says in Daniel chapter 2 toward the end.
Mm-hmm.
And this stone will smash the feet of the statue, the 10 toes, the 10 horns of the beast, the 10 nations that support the Antichrist. I will destroy all the statue, all the kingdoms of men. Daniel chapter 2. Okay, we'll come to his end because the stone will come from the mountain. That's God's kingdom in Jerusalem. I will smash the statue. You remember the statue of Daniel chapter 2?
Yes.
The head Babylon, the arms Middle Persia, belly Greece, the legs Rome, and the 10 toes are the 10 nations of the Antichrist. Okay? It will smash the statue at the feet, which means chronologically toward the end. And nobody can help him. Why? Because that is Jesus Christ coming at Armageddon, followed by you and me on white horses. Read the Revelation 19:11.
God willing, amen.
And nobody shall help him because they will burn him alive with fire. Joel chapter 2, with fire will burn him. And they will cast him in Revelation 19:20. Read it.
In the lake of fire.
Lake of fire, good.
Amen.
So you understand what's happening? Nobody can help him because we will destroy the guy. But until then, and there is now a long way to go. There are 7 years of covenant, 3.5 years of tribulation. The covenant has not started yet, so there are minimum 7 more years. There's going to be a financial crash, which could happen this year or next year. So make sure you get rid of your paper money, because if you plan to move from the West, you might not even have money for the plane. Change everything into gold, golden coins you need to buy. If you have $500, $1,000, buy golden coins.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy a kilo of gold. You cannot sell it.
Yeah.
Buy a coin, it already has its value.
Amen.
Buy a few coins, you can change those, and buy your plane ticket. But be careful, because in 1932 or 33, Delano Roosevelt collected all the gold from the people. So that's going to happen again.
So then?
Well, even gold is not 100%, because in America they're supposed to give the gold in, and the government they would pay paper money, which was 40% of the real value.
Hmm.
So take away the gold and give you a bunch of paper garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to happen again. So don't put your trust in gold, because it's better to buy like cows to make milk, or I don't know, caravan.
Yeah, but if you need to run, what do you do with the cows? Like you're saying.
No, I'm saying once you go to your refuge, we are here. We are here in South America in our refuge, okay? So here we are building our tents. Mm-hmm. We are going to buy cows, this and that. So things which, you can use.
Amen.
So a caravan, a van, things are solid, with things which will go up in price all the time. You understand?
Yes. We'll take a musical break to listen to a beautiful song, and then we'll come back with you.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
We continue the program here at Radio Blast. Now I would like to ask you the next article. The title says that China forbids the Chinese officials to observe the Islam Ramadan fast, the 1 month fast which the Muslims do every year. So does that mean that China is standing up to the Muslims?
Well, China is always standing up to the Muslims, and much more to the Christians. It's an indication, this is from the BBC News you have, right?
Yes.
BBC News, yes. China bans official from observing Ramadan fast, the Islamic fast. Well, this it's interesting in the sense that gives you an idea how it will be under the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
A little idea, we've been much worse than this, they put you to death completely. But you see how the communist regime, because the Antichrist world regime will be red, like it says in Revelation 17 and 12. It says the dragon is red.
Mm-hmm.
It's the color of communism and socialism. All right, which are more Antichrist than Nazism. I mean, if Hitler killed 6 million Jews, Stalin killed 40 million Russians who didn't like communism.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Hitler didn't kill the people who didn't like Nazism. But Stalin killed the people that like communists. So communists are actually more demonic. I mean, they're both bad, okay?
Hmm.
But communists much, much worse. It's the way that they're going to take over the world. So it's going to be that under the Antichrist, nobody can observe their religion. See, the Antichrist is going to sit in the temple of God, 2 Thessalonians 2, claiming to be God.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't care about Allah, Mohammed, Christ, God, Jehovah. He wants to be God. He's the devil in the flesh.
Yeah.
You know, his final goal, he will pretend to work with a Muslim. And then he will say, you worship me, or you're going to be, yeah, that's where you see the mark of the beast. You know, they're not going to be possibility to disobey the Christ, the devil. They'll have to have the microchip straight in the brain, the mark of the beast. So he's pretending to work with the Muslims, pretending to cooperate with world religion. But as soon as he take control, like Stalin took control in Russia, nobody could move the guy. Like this mafia group there is in Europe right now. There is the leaders of the European Union is a bunch of mafia. They go on the top. They don't want to move anymore. They have incredible salaries and they make incredible money. I mean, there have been newspapers about the prostitutes that go around the area of the European Union leaders, the prostitution. There is all kinds of stuff. Those guys are living like kings, you know, kings. And there's all the same faces. If you look, there's all the same guys. Because once they seize control, they doctor the laws in a way that the mafia stays on top all the time. Understand? Like
yes.
It's a lot of Europe is officially an atheistic state.
Yes, it is.
They're officially they're atheist. I mean, it's so demonic because a lot of Europeans are still Christians. So how dare you tell me I'm an atheist? But see, once they take control, that's the way it is. It's like a straight and narrow is the way to enter into the political arena. And to become a top politician, you have to deny Christ, you have to accept homosexuality, you have to do all kinds of compromises that by the time you get there, one of the biggest political parties in Europe is the Christian Democrat.
Yes.
Those guys are the most hypocrite ever existed. They are nothing of Christianity. It should be the anti-Christ the party. Understand what's happening?
Yes.
Already in China they don't need to pretend. They just clearly say, no Ramadan, and no Christianity. And of course, there are Christian churches officially recognized and registered,
yes.
But there is always sitting in the church benches, you know, the secret police with the tape recorders. If you say the wrong words, you get kicked out or even thrown in prison and tortured. Got that?
Yes. The next article we received from a dear brother in Canada who said he got this information from England, and it says that Europe is preparing solidarity clause to use military against citizens.
Yeah. See, Europe and the United States, they're working in parallel, okay? And
what do you mean Europe is working in parallel?
Well, like the secret services, the MI6 from England, the CIA, and all the secret services from Europe, they're all, it's like one body. That's why they're always cooperating. Basically, they're working together. See, they're growing into evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Europe is 100% atheist. America is becoming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already, but not officially.
Mm-hmm.
They're just fighting Christianity. But Obama and company, you can see they're just a bunch of antichrist.
Yes.
So basically, they expect a lot of turmoil and revolutions and people protesting like it happened in Greece and much worse because, see, they're just defending the banks. You see, it's a fascist organization. So they're trying to make happy the banks, the multinational, the corporations. And when something goes wrong, the banks go bad, so they make the people, the little people, pay for the banks. Understand?
Yes, yes.
So the people, more and more people are beginning to see this. Not enough people, because most people are blind by the media. And so the police intervenes, you know, these attack dogs, these wolf dogs, they intervene, and they're just the police, you know. So now they have these laws, European Union prepares a solidarity clause. Solidarity clause is like solidarity police with police, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good,
yeah.
But it's very evil.
Yeah,
solidarity,
yeah, yeah.
Police
like
with police, army with army against
citizens.
Against
people, right.
You understand?
It's not a unity-loving association.
They have all this name against terrorism, against this, but actually the real terrorist is the government. See?
Amazing.
Like the governments are more and more anti-Christ. I mean, that's why I was so happy to get out of the West. You see, to get out of the West, the brethren take the time and relax. To be careful, they might not be able to get out anymore because there are going to be problems mounting up more and more and more and more.
There are more and more Antichrist laws being made.
Yeah, and it's going to get more and more difficult to get out. Like, it took us about 1 year ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
With all our experience, we are used to moving. It took us about 1 year.
Yeah, and we didn't have lots of possessions to sell so we can move because we were always moving missionaries.
Yeah,
we only had one car, nothing else to sell.
Yeah, exactly, and plus to try to gather some money because I think when we started, I don't know if we had 2,000-3,000 euro in our pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, that was just enough for 2-3 tickets, a group of 11 here.
Yeah.
When we took the plane.
No, it takes time.
So I suggest the brethren don't count of moving just like that. It's not so easy.
Hmm.
Especially if you have to sell stuff, you know, selling could take years, so hopefully months. But wake up and don't go to sleep and say, "Oh, God will provide." God will provide a warning: move, get out, hurry up. So you see, this police in Europe is called Eurogent 4, which is police, like it's kind of like FBI in Europe, mm-hmm. but it's dominated by Germany. So it's going to be like this Germanic, cold, rigid, tough mentality. It's not like Italy, Greece, Spain, Portugal.
That you can reason with.
The sweet Latin mentality, you know. Mm-hmm. You've been in Italy.
Yes.
You know, sweet Italian police.
Oh, we had so many friends.
But now they're closing down the Italian police, which is called the Carabinieri. And it's going to be Eurogen 4 only. It's going to be dominated by Germany.
Hmm.
Okay, and those guys, boy, you've been in Germany and Austria. You know, those guys, they don't reason.
No.
Those guys are worshiping the law, and you find very, very rarely a Christian.
They're cold.
You know, no wonder Nazism took places so easily. So Europe is becoming hell on earth. In fact, the Bible says it'd be worse than America.
So Eurogen 4 is the new European police?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They have a base in Vicenza, Italy, that's northern Italy.
Mm.
And this Eurogen 4 is supported by Portugal, Spain, Italy, France, and the Netherlands. But of course, Germany. But Germany, they don't want to jump in because they are the ones behind the scene running the show.
Mm.
Okay, so that's what's going on. I mean, Europe eventually will get more worse than America. But America, of course, God will destroy first, according to Revelation 17 and 18. So they're both like two horrible places, the center of the Western world.
What about the following article? It says that new generation of bombs provoke new elevated airport security. What does that mean?
It means that now they have bombs which cannot be detected by metal detectors.
How come?
Well, they're made of plastic.
Really?
Plastic bombs. You know, when I was in the army... I was in the army, they used to train us to blow bridges, so we had to make a hole into the whatever you wanted to pull, into the rock, into the cement,
mm-hmm.
with a drill, and into the hole you would put, like, the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would blow up everything up. And the bomb we used to use was plastic bomb.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something new?
No. The plastic bombs always existed. That's what's happening now. They're using this kind of... bombs, they hide them. That's why they made announcements in America, be careful about toothpaste, shampoo, cream, all these kinds of stuff.
Why?
Because in the toothpaste and in the cream, it can be bomb, actually.
Why?
Because that's a bomb you can make with plastic.
Oh.
And so it's not detectable, so you can hide it inside that toothpaste tube.
That's amazing.
Is that? So this is a new generation of bombs. This is like a recent news. And so Obama has elevated the airport security because of this, because they are non-metal.
I understand.
So the article says, concerned about new generation of bombs that can evade the detection. And the Obama administration ordered enhanced security in the airports. So the new measure expected to include more intensive scrutiny of electronics and so on and on. So bad news. You see, like the West has sown, especially America, has sown the whirlwind, and now they will reap the storm. And
I want to ask you, the next question is concerning something that the brethren have been wondering. Because in the past messages, you talked about three Israels. I know you explained it, but maybe some people didn't really understand what you mean. So can you explain, please, in two words, what's the difference between the three Israels? What did you mean when you said that?
I mean that the number one Israel is us, the Christians. Romans chapter 2 and chapter 9, it shows that we are the spiritual Israel in Christ Jesus. Then, of course, there is the geographical, political Israel, which is in the Middle East. Those are Jews only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
so there is the spiritual Israel, the Christians. There is Israel of old, the flesh, carnal Jews.
And then there is a third Israel, which is the Zionist.
And what does that mean?
Well, the Zionists are the ones who helped founding, they founded Israel.
But they're not the same with the flesh Israel of old, the geography Israel?
Yeah, they are flesh Israel in the sense that they're descendants of Abraham. They are Jews.
Yeah.
But they are the ones who run the banks, who run the media. These guys are super duper antichrist.
Oh, you mean the so-called elite?
Yeah, they're the ones who run the world, basically. But not just Jews, they're also atheists or satanic.
Okay.
So the Zionists basically is the political Israel who runs the show, who control the media, most of the banks, and through that, most of the politicians in the West, especially in America. These are called the Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Jews.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones who basically who founded, who helped founding the foundation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who they convinced Israel with the Balfour Treaty to found Israel in the beginning of the 20th century. Then in 1948, it was actually founded.
I see.
So this guy, they think they own Israel. They are the bosses of Israel. Okay. But it's like Israel is, you know, it's a bad puppet. They don't always dance to the music of the Zionists. So lately, the Zionists are kind of dropped Israel. In fact, you see that Kerry and Obama, they're always arguing with Israel and trying to side with the Muslims. Because the Zionists are kind of dropping Israel.
Why?
Because Israel is not a good puppet.
Ah, yeah.
They don't do what they want.
Yeah, I understand.
For I have some photos about some Hebrews manifestations, some Jews manifestation in Israel, in America, and they have these big signs. They burn Israeli flags too. These Jews, and they have big signs saying the state of Israel does not represent the world Jewry. There's another sign. It says Judaism rejects Zionism, and the real Jews denounce Israel's crime. You know, so it's like these guys are against the basic political Israel.
Yes.
Because the political Israel today is very much Zionist. It's kind of mixed up a little bit everything, okay? Of course, it goes with the prophecy that Jesus is going to come back and eventually they become Christian Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that in Zechariah chapter 12 and 14. The prophecy says clearly that the Jews will get converted at the end of the tribulations.
Yes.
In fact, they get converted when it sounds the seventh trumpet, Revelation 11. Seven trumpets sounds at the end of the tribulation, okay? There is a rapture, and that's when Israel gets converted. You want to read it, or you believe me?
No, I know, because we studied in the past these things.
Yeah, in Revelation 11, it's like there's a resurrection,
yes.
And then there is an earthquake, 7,000 die, the rest give glory to God, the trumpets, seven trumpets sounds, and there is a rapture. Okay, that's when Israel gets converted, at the end of the tribulation. They live into the millennium. They go through Armageddon, everything here, physically, while we are in heaven already, rapture.
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
Yes, amen. Well, I have another article I would like to mention. It's actually an Italian article called La Stampa. And it says that now even the plumbers are obliged to be paid through the ATM credit card, mandatory. Anything that's above 30 euros. They need to be paid basically electronically, not cash.
Yeah, yeah. This article brings to mind that the world is walking toward the mark of the beast. Why do they want to do that? They want to control your money.
They want to eliminate the cash.
They want to eliminate the cash, which means independency.
Yeah.
The cash is in your pocket, do what you want to do. No, now you have to be in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the bank, you cannot put it in or take it out except according to bank's rules.
Yeah, really. There's a brother who wrote from Italy saying that he's selling his house and he's going to put the money in the bank. And he said whenever he wants to take it out, it's going to take him a lot of work and convincing the bank with papers. And it's terrible. He cannot take out his money whenever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
If he plans to invest it again.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to
be
stuck in the bank.
Yeah. The little bit we have, we try not to keep it in any bank. We just invest it in whatever we need.
Yeah.
Okay. I know a friend here in South America. What he does, he buys cars. He has almost 10 cars in his house.
Yeah, and he keeps them there.
Because here in South America, the cars, every year they go up in price. Even though they get older, the price goes up. So for him, it's a way to that the money doesn't go bad. He doesn't keep any money in the bank. It's just paper.
Hmm.
Invest in things.
Yeah.
So don't fall in this trap. So basically what it means is that the devil is preparing the world that your money is going to be blocked in the bank. And eventually, of course, you need the mark of the beast to get it out. But already now, to get the bank out, to get the bank to give you the money is difficult. You have to provide paper after paper after paper. And they might not, we heard stories that people cannot get money out because the bank doesn't like the paper.
Yeah.
Say, we're not sure about this paper. So they don't even believe the paper. Say, maybe this paper is false. So they give people hell to get their own money out of a bank. So the world is becoming so antichrist. Get out of the West. And find the place that God has for you.
Really?
And don't play games because
really
the time might come and be so hard to get out, you might not make it.
Wow.
So don't play games. You guys who are there in the West, say tomorrow, now we are doing good here. We are witness evangelizing at the church and this and that. We'll move tomorrow.
Some people say, let me stay longer so I can make more money and then I'll move.
Be careful, because you don't move out in just a few days. It takes a while to move out.
Yeah.
So I suggest you move out a year earlier than one day too late.
So they're trying to eliminate the cash money, and Europe is being threatened by ISIS, and we need to move fast, but there are so few places where you can actually hide, seeing the condition of the world.
Yeah, there'll be very few places, very few. And people will be finding themselves in the wrong place. They're going to be destroyed. Just like it's happening to all these Christians in Africa. It's going to move around the world like that. The devil will have different strategy. Okay, it's not going to use ISIS in Europe like they is using it in Iraq, but we'll have a different way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's an article here from the Jerusalem Post. It says, Palestine, Jordan faces looming crisis with ISIS. And so it says that... The West has been shielding the Hashemite rulers of Jordan, the king of Jordan, against the past PLO, Hamas, and Muslim Brotherhood attempts to destabilize Jordan and overthrow the monarchy. Understand? Hmm. Go to Daniel 11, look. So yes. In other words, Jordan now is being under threat, okay?
Yes.
It's facing a looming crisis. Read Daniel 11, 41.
He shall enter also into the glorious
land.
That's
the Antichrist, okay? The Antichrist shall enter.
Okay. He shall enter also into the glorious
land.
That's
Israel.
Yes. And many countries shall be overthrown. But this shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon.
Okay.
Who are they?
Edom, Moab, and Ammon basically is Jordan of today.
These three countries
represent
Jordan?
All three. But they were facing it. They were just on the side of Israel. They always make a war, too.
So it means Jordan will escape the Antichrist?
Yes.
How come?
Because that could be like a nation or refuge. Like if you are in the Middle East and you're looking for a refuge right now, one of the best places is Jordan.
But isn't it full of Muslims, Jordan?
Yes, it's full of Muslims, but it's famous for being moderate.
They don't have
Jordan
extremists?
Jordan is the most moderate country among the Muslim countries. So... if any brother is in the area of the Middle East and for some reason he decides to stay, Jordan is going to be a good refuge.
Do they have Christianity there?
Yeah. They tolerate Christianity very well.
Not really.
In fact, millions of Palestinians who escaped from Israel, from the Israeli persecutions, they found refuge in Jordan.
You mean Christians?
Yeah, because Israel is persecuting the Muslim very much. And the Muslim persecuted the Jews and the Christians. Israel is like misbehaving with the Palestinians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have this Zionist idea, the Zionists, some of the Israelis. And a lot of Israelis are going to get converted to Jesus when Jesus comes back. So it's all mixed up. But if Israel would have been more Christians, more like loving, more gentle, and not so oppressive, and not bother the Palestinians so much, like all this terrorism against Israel, it wouldn't have been. It's been because of Israeli toughness, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth mentality that has provoked the Muslim against the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Because the Muslim are just as bad as the Jews. They're also eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So they kind of one worse than the other. Of course, the Jews believe the Old Testament, and the Muslims, they have nothing. They just have the Quran, which is not like a heavy book.
So you said Jordan would be a good refuge because it's moderate and it's a calm country. But right now, the article you read, it says that they are having a crisis increasing because of the ISIS.
Yes.
So then?
Yes.
Isn't that
the opposite? It means that ISIS, the opposite in what sense?
The opposite of what we said earlier, that it's going to be a refuge country.
It will be a refuge country. Even though there are problems, they will never end up like Iraq.
Okay.
At least not in the end time, not during the Great Tribulations. That will escape the Antichrist. It says Daniel 11:41, but these shall escape from his hands, from the Antichrist's hands. Edom, Moab, the prominent people of Ammon.
Yeah, it says that.
Understand? So Jordan, I suggest to any brothers in the area who wants to remain in the area, Jordan is a good place to go. In fact, I would suggest the Christians who are in Iraq to flee and to move to Jordan.
Wow.
They'll be protected. He's a good king.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a very moderate and godly king. Also, his father before him was the same spirit. It's just a special place. Remember that these are the children of Lot, which Moses commanded Israel not to invade.
Yeah, it's true.
So they still have the blessing of Lot upon them.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, because Moab and Ammon were the children, were the sons of Lot, which he got through his daughters.
Yes.
His daughter got pregnant with him in Genesis chapter 19. They got pregnant with him, and they had Ammon and Lot, which were the founders of Moab and Ammon. Okay, Edom, it's that's Esau. Okay, that's the brother of Jacob, okay?
All right.
So the same. He also, you know, children of Abraham, they got these blessings. Amen?
Amen. Thank you for all this insight into the world news and explaining these titles to us. Now, looking around and seeing the world upside down and everywhere, things are getting worse and worse and worse. And you just said even that nobody can stop the Muslims and they will invade more and increase more. What can we do, Joseph? Like, we need desperately the Lord's help.
Well, the Lord already put the guidelines in the Bible. You need to move. Revelation 12:14 says that God has prepared a place for the woman, for the bride of Christ.
Yes.
It's just that the Christians who are not in touch with God's Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, who don't study the Bible, don't understand the Bible, who don't listen to the prophets and to the real teachers, who are those guys who teach through the Bible. But they prefer the false prophets and the false teachers who preach to them everything they like to hear. Do nothing, sit down, sleep, watch TV, love the world, serve the world, and just enjoy the world.
And what about those Christians, you say?
So those Christians are going to be destroyed. Oh. Be destroyed. Revelation 13:7, they'll be destroyed. While the woman's Revelation 12:14 will be protected. So hear the good news. If you belong to the woman, you will hear the Lord's voice. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me.
Amen.
Okay, but the goats and the half-hard sheep and the hard-head sheep and the wayward sheep, okay, and the disobedient sheep, they will not follow his voice. They will be half-hard, then they'll be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Prophesied. Matthew 24:15 until 22, they'll be destroyed. So here's the good news. Don't be half a sheep and half a goat.
Amen.
Don't love the world.
Amen.
Get out of the world. Pack and leave. If you are in the wrong place, what in the world are you waiting for? Until something falls in your head? move, go. The devil is after you. He goes around as a roaring lion. He's after you. What do you think? The devil is going to be polite to you? He will not. He will not. Like Joseph and Mary didn't wait until Herod's soldiers showed up with swords to move. No, they just, as soon as the angel said move, they moved.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is saying now, move. Go Amen. To wherever the Lord leads you, but move.
Jesus' name.
I mean, beware. I wash my hands of your blood. It's like you're warned. Anything happened to you is going to be your fault. Ezekiel 3:17-19. It says, warn, they don't want to listen. The blood is on their head.
Amen.
Ezekiel 33:1-5-6, what does it say? If you hear the trumpets, you don't move, and you die, it's going to be your fault. So here is the trumpet. Move. Move.
Amen.
Don't sleep. Move.
Amen. Jesus' name.
Be there months ahead, no one day too late.
Amen.
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 So that's my blessing, that's my call, that's my warning, that's my counsel, that's my directions. Move now, yesterday, not tomorrow. Tomorrow might never come. So if you move, the Lord will bless you. He will lead you wherever he leads you. Only you and God knows.
Amen.
It's not for me to tell you where. Move, and God has green pastures for you, where the cows are grazing, the sheep are eating the grass, where the water is clean.
Amen.
And peaceful. And even though some of us have to die as a martyr, well, that's in the contract. Well, but at least the ones who are not called for that will survive until the rapture.
Yes, amen.
And they survive until Jesus comes back, away from the mark of the beast, from the tribulation, where you'll be safe, your family, your children. You'll be able to catch your breath and praise the Lord, and read the Bible, and worship, and not having to hide the day and night.
Amen, amen. And at least you're in God's will, and the Lord can use you to also help others who might need your counsel and your help.
Amen, amen. At least you're in God's will, and you can do some little witnessing wherever you are.
Yes.
A little evangelism and everything, and you can relax, enjoy the Lord, worship the Lord, because He has promised a place of protection. So don't be in the wrong place. Get out of the West. Get out of the West. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Lots of blessing, dear brethren. Lots of love and prayers. God bless you all.
There were shepherds on a hillside. There were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid. This is the night of your life. There's a baby in a manger that the whole world needs to know. It begins here with you. Here's what you must do. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell. Once you see that child, the cows in the stable would praise his holy name.